As the beloved Queen of Light speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless her and thank her for eternity, for her willingness to come to us, her blessings through the centuries, and her authority and power, which she offers now in the service of beloved Saint Germain to more quickly complete the victory of the light throughout the earth. Beloved ones of my heart, traveling the pathway of light, I welcome you into the realm of eternal light. Light that is so wonderful that all the miracles and the heaven that you have thought of throughout the centuries is made manifest far beyond anything you can imagine today. In the realm in which it is my privilege to serve, in the use of the cosmic light which must come to the planet Earth, in the power and authority of those great beings who direct the activities of this system of worlds, there comes to your assistance everything your hearts can desire. And I want you to feel so close to us that the moment you think of us, our love enfolds you. You feel it instantly. And it begins to function through you to the controlling of physical conditions around you that will make your way much more enjoyable, much easier in every way, and make victorious everything you desire to accomplish, be it if it be constructive. Now, my beloved ones, please don't imagine that it's just a phrase of speech or an intangible, invisible thing when you say you demand heaven made physically manifest on earth, or you demand the heavenly miracles that fulfill the divine plan. In the first place, the universe which surrounds your system of worlds is harmonious, regardless of anyone's opinion. And what appears to mankind in the infinite manifestations of uncountable systems of worlds, I can assure you that no destructive force acts there, regardless of what appears to be a destructive force through photographic phenomena. I assure you that in the powers and the realms of light, which the great cosmic law of perfection has created in outer action, there abides no discord. For within that cosmic light, discord cannot live. And that is what I wish you to understand today. And if you draw the victory of the cosmic light by conscious command, powerfully enough in and around yourselves, discord cannot remain within you. And whatever power the discord of the past has seemed to have over you or your affairs, I tell you, it is transitory. And therefore, I am here today to anchor within you the victory of cosmic light with a power of love that shall fill you with the glorifying presence of itself and shall make you feel the heaven in which I abide and the manifestations are the fulfillment of the divine plan for which you call. Now try to know that when you call heaven on earth, you are calling eternal harmony here. Because in our octave of life, whatever we produce in manifestation, it contains only harmony, and nothing can ever change that harmony. We may change the manifestation and expand it or beautify it, but its harmony is eternal. And so it is with the miracles that come from our octave into yours. They are but the perfection of life, which the great divine plan holds within it. And if you want them in this world, you must call them. But even among the student body, you so often say, oh, it was just a miracle. And true it was. But you didn't hold on to that miracle as a permanent part of your world, at least not always. You have sometimes. So I am here to remind you today that if you want your world to be the miracle perfection of the heaven from our octave brought into your world permanently, well, you must command it. If you want it permanent, you must say so. Otherwise, something of discord can cover it over. It cannot change its innate quality, but it can cover something over and make you think again the limitations have appeared. I want you to feel that in our great octave of light, which is the treasure house of the universe, you may enter as deep as you want. You may behold there the miracles of creation. You may observe there the beings of magnificent mastery and majesty that have never yet appeared to the people of earth. In our realms of light, there are beings who will never come to earth until it is purified and becomes the eternal miracle of light. And after all, the use of the powers and powers of your presence and the use of our ascended master consciousness, which we have given you, is for the eternal purpose of producing perfection in this world that shall forever expand. So watch yourselves carefully that you do not give destructive forces the opportunity to try to make you believe that when you have sent a call to us, that it's not going to manifest to you, because that is but a delay in the manifestation. For when you call to us, we produce the fulfillment of that call instantly. Now, when we send that forth, if you are discordant, do not say, we have not answered your call. The fulfillment of our call will stand outside of your aura. If it be 1,000 years, it will stand there awaiting its opportunity to come in and become a part of you permanently. Therefore, if you do not let it in, it is no fault of ours, nor the action of the law. But if you understand this, and you demand that the heaven and the miracles of our cosmic light bring their eternal victory into you first, and through you into your affairs, and you demand these manifestations be eternal to the earth, well, then you may live and move and have your being in a world filled with much perfection that is from our octave and that is to become permanent to the earth. So everything you do in the service of the light is permanently done. None can ever take this light from you, precious ones, for I shall stand your guardian with your mighty Saint Germain, and whatever dares to cast a shadow upon his handiwork shall cease as I approach. Thank you, my loved ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I want to make you feel the authority of your beloved I Am Presence to produce manifestations of light. They have called me the Queen of Light because I am ruler through the use of that light. And so too may you be. The moment you understand that this cosmic light which we direct is awaiting every opportunity to drive through the shadows of Earth and become a permanent part of the structure of Earth itself, then you must know that you must use your cosmic authority of your blessed I Am Presence to demand the manifestations of the cosmic light that compel its victory to the earth permanently. I assure you, there is nothing in the shadows but distress. And if you want the happiness and the mastery, the freedom and the victory of all the blessings that are in our octave of light, then you must demand the victory of light in your world for eternity. Now, when you are calling forth the cosmic Christ victory of cosmic Christ fire, my dear ones, never forget that decree. Give that if you can't remember anything else, for it is mighty beyond description. And when you call the heavenly miracles and manifestations of eternal light into yourselves and into the earth, well then, that light can never again have a shadow cast upon it. When you demand those manifestations in the physical world, you will have them if the beings had to come direct from the central sun itself. And that's why I want you to know, since I am certain authority for those manifestations of eternal light to the earth, then you demand eternal manifestations of that light. And if mankind are shocked, well, be unconcerned. The light must take dominion on the earth. It must possess the substance of the earth. It must illumine and purify the substance of mankind's bodies. It must pass through the mental and feeling world of every life stream on this earth, regardless of all mankind put together. Therefore, when you demand that your nation now become the manifestation of the freedom of eternal light and the miracles and victories of eternity come in and are the government of your people, then you will open the way for much assistance to come to the outer masses that as yet do not know this law. But nevertheless, be of good cheer. The light is breaking in many channels that have thought they would never let it in. So it is still going on as the master presence of manifestation. From the great cosmic sacred fire comes forth the universal substance of light. And that substance, mankind is privileged to use to produce the things of this world. But the cosmic light, of which I am the ruler, is that substance of light that has been in our octave for many centuries, aeons of time. Has the ascended master's octave been filled with the eternal manifestations of the cosmic light? And that is the light that has been charged with our ascended master consciousness. And this is something you need to hold clearly in the outer mind. The substance from our octave, which can and will produce manifestations in your world, is that which is charged with eternal perfection. And therefore, whatever manifestations of cosmic light you want in this world, make up your minds that is to become a permanent part of the structure of Earth. And just as the sun's rays at dawn each morning interpenetrate the atmosphere of Earth until the sun, as it rises and passes to the horizon, illumines the atmosphere of the planet wherever it is passing by, just so can the light substance from our octave come into the ground under your feet and illuminate. So the very structure of Earth itself would be snow white with a light of perfection from our world. Because that light is eternal purity. And as it interpenetrates the substance of this planet, it compels that substance to become the perfection of eternal light. It is the way by which our perfection is absorbed into the structure of Earth to once again make this world a sun in space, the substance itself luminous, and the atmosphere of Earth, the radiance of that love which illumines all. So when you understand how willing we are to give from our octave the heavenly miracles for which you call in this world, when you know how we have waited for centuries for this opportunity, then, my dear ones, please don't miss a day when you ask and demand with all the love of your being the heavenly miracles of eternal light to become part of the physical structure of this earth and penetrate all things till all perfection is expressed. Now you can experiment with this on your own flesh bodies. And you know some of you are not too well satisfied with the appearance of your bodies. how easy it is to make you much improved. You don't quite feel that within yourselves. You think the outer self is so rebellious that you're not sure you want to perfect it. You're going to wait till you get your ascension. I would not do that. If I were you, whenever it is necessary to give the body some attention in your preparation, association with your fellow man, look that body over and demand the perfection of eternal light. Come into your body and bless it with that which makes it beautiful and strong and healthy and perfect. Now, dear ones, it's only because that body has talked back to you so long that you have thought that you couldn't manage it. Now, we're going to talk back to it. I think it's talked to you long enough. And since I am the master of eternal light, I have the authority to call the purity and the beauty and the miracles and the perfection of eternal light to come into your present flesh bodies and produce there the blessings and illumination of eternity. This will make your ascension much easier and will bring you great joy long before your ascension is attained. My dear ones, you can as easily demand the miracles and victory and purity and beauty of eternal light to come into your bodies and fill them up just as easily as you can take a glass and hold it under the faucet until the water fills the glass. You say, well, it doesn't seem so easy to us. That, you know why? Your attention hasn't been on eternal light. You were told the other night that your attention is the magnet of the mind. And if you want to draw the perfection of our light into your bodies and into your affairs, your attention has got to go to your presence, to us, and to the light. And I'm speaking now of the cosmic Christ light. And demand that its actual substance comes in to the substance of your flesh. And there continues to expand its blessing to the substance of your bodies until it penetrates and leaves everywhere the glorifying beauty of itself. You know how everyone loves youth and beauty? Do you know what I could do with every one of you in the room? In less than 2 weeks, I could take you, and by just pouring forth this miracle substance of our eternal light, pass it into your bodies, and beautify them until they would look like the higher metal body of each one. Now, supposing we did that, what would you do with your relatives? What would you do with your business associates? You see, if you could all move somewhere else to a strange place and just be a different group of mankind coming in, that would be one thing. But I say to you, if such a sudden change took place, well, you would just have much to handle. But if you will let this take place gradually, you won't have that problem to handle. And then if people admire you and wonder why there is such improvement in you, you tell them it's all due to the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host of light and the use of the violet flame. The more you are the fulfillment of the law, the more your very radiation alone will bring illumination to your fellow man and be the magnetic cosmic power of eternal light to lift mankind out of the shadows of degradation. I tell you, it is a shame that a mankind such as is in this world could sink into the destruction and the dishonor and the frightful destruction when this glorious presence, the mighty I Am, and the ascended host, who are the embodiment of love, who are the creators of these eternal miracles of light, stand ready every instant to help mankind rise out of this condition if they would only look Godward. Now let me show you what human desires have done. In the continual pouring out of the energy of the outer self, principally through the body, individuals' attention has gone down lower and lower. And the suction of that energy is like quicksand. Therefore, mankind feel that something is degrading the masses of the people, and yet they do not look away from that which degrades them. Well, in the great love and mercy of life and the action of its cosmic law, we behold the sinking of the masses into lower activities of life. And so, in the love of the cosmic law, there must come a magnetic pull in the opposite direction upon the attention of the people until they look away from the destructive forces long enough to have them cut away. Then they will feel the release and go Godward into the happiness they are really seeking. And since the only possible hope for mankind is the conscious knowledge of that beloved I Am presence and the use of the violet consuming flame and your calls for the cosmic fire and the cosmic light, then, my loved ones, it must come as a matter of habit and daily discipline, daily training of those who know this law to be the fulfillment of it in outer physical conditions. Now let us try, and I will be present as much as possible, to remind the outer self many times a day that you, as the authority of the mighty I Am presence, are commanding the outer self to receive the eternal miracles of the cosmic light into itself and into your affairs. And then, as you just make the call and command that manifest, go on your way and leave the rest to us. Miracles unbelievable, my dear ones, can manifest to every one of you here and everyone under this radiation. And just as easily as you would expect to fill the glass with water. When you turn that water on, will you find the miracles you have sought and called forth becoming eternal realities in your daily world, your homes, yourselves, and then giving you the freedom to give that to others? Great as has been the love and the mercy to life from the great beings in the central sun and those who govern this whole system of worlds, yet I say to you, the love and the mercy of the great beings who have offered assistance to mankind throughout the centuries ever grows greater in their determination to set you free. Try with every fiber of your being to remember to charge your garments with eternal miracles of cosmic light. Charge your business with the eternal miracles of cosmic light. Charge your bodies with the eternal health of cosmic light. Charge your minds with the eternal illumination of the cosmic light. Charge the atmosphere about you with that illumination of cosmic light that blazes so intensely no shadow can possibly exist. For this cosmic light to which I call your attention is the light that casts no shadow, and nothing can place a shadow within it. This is the reality to which I turn your attention. Your attention is the magnet that will draw you into that reality. Your attention and your call will draw the reality here until there stands around you the light that speaks for itself, will hold harmony and pour out the love that makes your pathway easy and your accomplishments victorious always in the shortest possible time. Let me show you what you do in the outer world when you want to accomplish something. You spend 4 years in college, 8 hours a day, doing the things that are the prescribed course of your studies there. And if you wish to accomplish something by which you can earn your living in the future, you apply yourself with no uncertainty. For instance, you study radio or radar. You apply yourselves hours upon hours every day, holding your attention on that which you desire to learn. And soon you draw that knowledge into yourselves, and then you use that knowledge to earn your living in the outer world. Well, what is the difference? If I ask you to call into your outer conditions many times a day the eternal miracles of cosmic light's perfection into yourselves and into your affairs, what think you would be the blessings to you and your world if even once an hour or 3 times an hour for 8 or 10 hours a day you just sent forth the thought with the love that draws the manifestation to you that you desire? My dear ones, if that strong feeling of love for those eternal miracles of cosmic light's perfection were drawn into you, say 3 times an hour for 8 hours a day, 24 times you sent your attention there and drew a wave of that light, how long do you think it would take you to soon be the outpicturing of that light? Each day you withdraw what becomes a permanent part of your life stream forever. And it won't take long to build that. Oh, just feel how easy it is to love the light. Feel how easy it is to call eternal perfection into yourselves and into this world. Feel with all the love of your being the privilege that it is to come in your attention to us and receive from us that which we know you next require to give you your greatest mastery here. I tell you truth, my dear ones, you can just as well have garments of cosmic light substance as you can have garments of materials that you have in the physical world. When you realize everything is coming out of the invisible into the visible, being used and returning to the invisible, then when I say to you that from our octave of eternal perfection, eternal cosmic light, eternal miracles of perfection without limit, you may open the door and fill yourselves and your worlds with that eternal perfection. It but takes your continued use of that which brings you happiness to set you free. Supposing I gave you a handsome automobile, and up until then you were limited in your means of transportation. Would it do anything except take your use of that automobile to set you free from those limitations? Well, there's no difference between that and this which I am explaining today. When we give you something for use, something to produce perfection, it only takes your use of it to bring you your freedom. And therefore, if you will use the eternal miracles of our cosmic light and the eternal powers of that cosmic light into yourselves and into your affairs, my dear ones, your freedom is here today if you will use it. I want you to feel that as you never felt it before. Because not until you use this cosmic light and its eternal miracles will you understand what powers of life the great beloved I Am Presence has placed at your disposal that are everywhere in our octaves awaiting your call. And that the central sun is surging forward, hoping you will use it in order to produce greater happiness through yourselves for the universe around you. And when you call forth the eternal powers of cosmic light substance, things will unfold to you with a joy you've never known before. Oh, dear ones, you seek in the outer world for this, that, and the other thing that you think you have to accomplish what you desire, when all the time these eternal miracles and miracle powers of our cosmic light substance are awaiting your use, and the more you use them, the quicker you will be free. Tell me if you dare that there is anything in this world, all the things of the world put together, tell me if they will set you free. Will they? Will all the things of this world and all the powers of this world, all the inventions of mankind, all their ideas, will they give you your ascension? But the light will. Your use of this cosmic light substance from our octave will fill you with the perfection that gives you your ascension. and in the meantime provides you with all the good things in this world that will bring you happiness and enable you to give others happiness. I wish you would take just one day. I do not mean with strain nor tension, but with love and adoration to that presence, in a quiet, relaxed peace that loves that light, the eternal miracles of cosmic light into yourselves, into your atmosphere, and into your world to bring you the blessings that we want you to have. You try it and see whether our blessings will come. I challenge every one of you today. Thank you, precious ones. And I want you to feel while you are standing with every atom of your being that with one wave of my hand, I could flood your beings and worlds with more than you could ever use till you stand ascended and free. But the cosmic law is such that it demands you use these blessings and these powers of the cosmic light if you are to have their manifestations in the physical world. So the use of this light is the way and means by which you flood your beings and worlds with blessings and supply and perfection that the outer world cannot give you this hour. So I stand beside you, willing to supply you, ready to give you every good thing in your service to the light, as you will use this to which I have turned your attention today. And may your love for this and your use of this cosmic light and its eternal miracles in the physical world spur you on and lift you to such heights a victorious accomplishment that you could never forget it again in all eternity. These are the greater powers of your own life streams for which you called a while ago. But I am making it very practical in your use, and I challenge every one of you to call forth the eternal miracles of cosmic Christ and cosmic light victory into all yourselves and your affairs, and see in one day the difference in your feeling and your power to accomplish. You may draw the greatest perfection from the heights of creation into physical manifestation to become a permanent part of this world through this decree alone. And when you say, "Beloved, mighty I am presence," you may call to me or any ascended being who directs that light to give you and produce in you and through you these eternal miracles of cosmic light and cosmic Christ victory. My dear ones, there won't be a limitation remain if you believe me today. So I clothe you now in that cosmic light substance from our octave that I command to release its miracles to you that are to remain for eternity a part of your life streams and a part of the physical structure of this earth, till once again all is luminous, all is perfect, all is free, this time to remain forever. May I clothe you in my heart's love that is the miracle of eternal light upon which no shadow can ever be cast. And as you feel it and feel my closeness with you, No. But since I am ruler through the use of that light, you too may become the ruler of conditions through that same use of the light in this world from today on. And I shall welcome you with all the love at my command and joy that is eternal as you use this more and more in your daily affairs until it proves itself to you, and then you are free. And I will no longer have to plead, but I will but pour the light. Our love will take command of its own and do what love alone can do. Won't you be seated, please? To the glory of its miracles, to the victory of its freedom, to the boundless supply of its inexhaustible treasure house, shall I call your attention till all those blessings, more than your hearts could ever desire, flood into your outer direction for the accomplishment of the divine plan fulfilled to your nation in the service of your blessed Master, Saint Germain. In the service of the beloved Master Jesus and your blessed Godfrey, I let them show you what the eternal miracles of cosmic Christ victory mean in the use of the cosmic light that sweeps throughout the nation and like a hand rolling back the scroll and discordant substance of the centuries lifts mankind once again into the light where they see and know what they are doing and go forward and hold the freedom that purity alone can give. And I guarantee you, this cosmic light of which I speak is eternal purity to the earth. So as you fill yourselves with it, as you demand its eternal miracles and manifestations of its victory in your world, your joy will know no bounds, and your freedom will come like a breath, and you will wonder how you could have ever stayed in the shadow. Into the heart of that light may you enter today, and the door remain open for eternity, and you use its limitless powers to bring its blessed presence into a darkened world until the shadows are gone forever, and your world and our world has become the heaven on earth of eternal miracles, eternal light, eternal freedom and victory that raises all to the ascension. Oh, may the glory of its presence ever clothe you in such happiness as you have never known and make you the ruler over everything in this world that is of the shadows. I call you into the glory of its heart, and may the full mastery of its boundless powers come into you, and you feel the authority and the power of your freedom to help life everywhere enter into that light that casts no shadow and never, never, never fails to fulfill your calls for perfection and eternal victory. Thank you with all my heart's love. Beloved Frederick, would you play to the Goddess of Light, please? And may the angels and legions of that light draw their substance of cosmic victory and miracles without limit about us all until it is visible to all mankind and all life forever. Beloved Queen of Light, thank you for the light you have given us this day. Make our hearts, our beings, and our worlds the eternal miracle of your presence, your authority, and your power of that light in the physical world and wherever we go. Establish it for eternity until there are no shadows anywhere in this world. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such eternal miracles of cosmic light's victory and cosmic Christ fire, that wherever we go, it takes possession and rules for eternity. And see, we give no quarter to anything else ever again. Beloved Dad, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the victory of that light, which is your obedience to life, and make us the joy of that obedience everywhere till our ascension is complete. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Queen of Light. And all the angels of light, the beings of light, and the manifestations of light. I'm the source of light, that beloved, mighty I Am presence of all. Hold us obedient, blaze its victory through us, and consume all that is of the shadows forever. To the seven mighty Eowyn, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your living, breathing, visible, tangible presence with us all day, every day. Beloved Arcturus, blaze the unfed flame in our hearts and make it expand till it meets the sevenfold flame without for which we have called. And as the two become one, raise us out of connection with everything that is of the discord of this world, and then blaze the fullness of that sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim everywhere into this world until the victory of their light has raised all to perfection for eternity. And we accept that even as we make the call. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved, mighty, I Am presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, and especially the Queen of Light, asking them to amplify it with the eternal miracles of cosmic Christ light and cosmic Christ victorious fire. Blaze it everywhere around the world in that one mighty stroke. Make our government the victorious government of eternal cosmic light. And let the victory of the cosmic Christ rule and possess our people and all on this radiation forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains, all the blessings of the cosmic light, into the hands and use of those on this radiation, and expand and expand and forever expand it in the fulfillment of the divine plan of the ascended master's way, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we continue in action till the eternal miracles and victories of eternal light possess the earth and all upon it into its ascension and our ascension as soon as possible. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask him to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the victory of cosmic Christ fire, and all the eternal miracles of eternal light for which we have called, and all that's necessary to set the earth free and raise all as soon as possible into the ascended master's heaven, made physically manifested on earth, and the work of the centuries bears fruit and carries joy for eternity to the rest of creation.